This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Hello and welcome to the podcast after a long weekend. We did touch a little bit on air, but how was your weekend? Was it good?
It was busy.
Busy.
Yeah. A lot of like no locked in plans that turned into plans.
I hate that.
I loved it all actually. Because the thing is, if I commit to something too far away from it, then I'm like, ugh, I don't want to go. But then it's like last minute, like literally for instance, my friend just texted me and said, hey, I got two extra tickets to a water park. You want to come?
Okay, I love that.
I was like, that's absolutely
cool. My things are never that. My things are
within half an hour, I'm on a slide.
Alan, I need your help. I'm moving. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Like that's my last minute kind of plans, you know?
Oh, no. No, I'm happy with all my
water parks are great. Oh, big...
Can I just say? Honestly, water parks, water slides, I don't care how old you are, fun.
Yeah.
Fun.
I can't wait. Like, when I have a kid.
No, because then you're going to have to go to the boring kids section.
That's okay. I like them. They're fun. I used to love that lazy lagoon style thing.
A little, like, the water bucket tipping on your head. No,
I love that. It's cute as hell.
Yeah, I don't know. I just loved it.
Yeah?
I loved it.
Did you get a wedgie?
No, there was one called the Wedgie. I didn't go on it, though.
Yeah, nah, smart.
Mm.
That's the worst part about them all, is when you, especially board shorts for guys. Yeah, we have these baggy shorts, and then, like, they get right up in there. And then you're like, oh, God, I can taste my board shorts.
Look, the thing is, I'm not threatening anyone with a Wedgie the way I dress at a water park.
How do you dress? You strike me as a person with a lot of layers?
A lot
almost
of layers.
Almost like you're wearing a full suit.
Exactly right. I'm wearing a three-piece tuxedo at a water park. Just wetsuit material. I can't risk the sun hitting my body anywhere. Anywhere.
And you went with Alyssa, right?
Oh, a fellow redhead. She gets it.
Jeez, you guys would have just been screaming every time you're out of the shade.
You know, it's so funny. She saved these like banana lounges for us.
Yep.
And the way we just kept scooting them around the pool into the shady spots. It's like musical chairs for redheads. It was great.
I love that. Let's do Alpha Bucks for tomorrow. Your letter is B for banana. Starting with the letter B. This is pretty easy tomorrow. All right. What do you prefer? Geography or politics?
Oh, threaten me with two good times. I'll go geography.
All right. Starting with B, name a European country.
Berlin.
Isn't that a capital?
Yes.
So I've got Belgium, Bulgaria, and Bosnia.
Bosnia. What's up, Bosnia? What's going on in Bosnia? What happened in Bosnia?
I don't know what this reference is, but...
No, I don't know. I hope nothing bad. I hope Bosnia's okay. I haven't got Google, so I can't even Google it. So I hope I'm not being incredibly insensitive right now.
I hope you are.
Can you just Google for me to make sure Bosnia's okay?
Do you want me to Google, is Bosnia okay?
Yes, please. I know about them. I'm worried.
Okay. Bosnia, level 2 exercise increased caution due to terrorism and landmines is the first thing that comes up.
Oh, landmines. Oh, poor Bosnia. What's there to do in Bosnia? What's their national dish?
I don't know, but they're certainly going to blow up. All right. Anyway, now I'm insensitive.
We love you, Bosnia.
I don't have a feeling towards Bosnia. I have no emotion.
You know what I'm doing when we get off this chat?
Yeah.
I'm going to look up Bosnia.
Okay.
Is it somewhere people visit often?
Mate.
I'm so not worldly. I need to get more worldly tomorrow.
Enjoy the podcast.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
Let's talk about my wedding anniversary, Carly.
Sure.
Now, this whole thing changed so many pieces moved. After originally, the plan was I was going to go to Aqua with my wife. That was actually on the anniversary day, the 28th of March. We were going to enjoy some old school tunes.
Yep.
Sitting
Dr.
down.
Jones, so romantic. Barbie
Absolutely.
Girl, even more romantic.
Roses are red, hearts are blue, one of their other songs.
Didn't they have one about space?
Sure did. Candyman. I am your Candyman. God, they made a mess of that
Nothing
life.
Nothing says happy 20-year anniversary. I made the right decision for the last 20 years. Then you're looking over at Julia doing that.
Coming from Bounty Land. Anyway, so everything got changed. They moved the date, blah, 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 blah. So the actual day of the anniversary, we didn't know what we were doing. And I said, you know what? I put a lot of work into this. It's not my fault it all got changed. Julia, you know what? For the first time in 20 years that we've been together, I'm letting go of the reins, baby. It's on you.
Now, can I just say you did this at the last hour to her?
No, no, no. I gave her 2 weeks.
Not enough time.
Respectfully disagree.
It's 20 years in the making, Alan.
I didn't expect 20 years worth of excitement. I expected a lovely evening. And my wife delivered. She went to a restaurant. We went out.
Julia.
She went to a place that did an amazing meringue thing that I absolutely loved. It was like a, what is it, bombed Alaska? Alaska, whatever
the hell. I've never heard of those words put together.
Oh, it was so delicious. It was so good. They
set it on
fire.
Sounds somewhere I can't afford to go.
It was. I can't afford to go there anymore. But the gifts, right? That's the big thing, right?
Oh, what? So, do you have to give gifts for anniversaries?
You absolutely do.
Don't tell my husband that.
Yours has already passed, so you have missed out on that one.
I know. He gave me a gift. He keeps doing it. I'm like, what? I didn't know you did this. Anyway, keep going.
So, Julia mentioned to me, and I mentioned this on air a while back, that she wanted a gold necklace. She wanted like an actual like proper gold necklace.
Now, I would be silly with that brief. I'd go Mr. T.
No, I almost did. But no, I kind of looked at the ones that she already had that were in silver and white gold, and I kind of matched up what she likes. And I did save money. Like, this is like all the kind of little jobs here and there. I put the money aside. So originally I wanted to get it at Christmas. Didn't have enough money. Was like, you know what? Wait till the anniversary. That's March. Fine. So I finally bought this necklace. Got a little pendant with it. You know.
Also, gold necklaces aren't cheap, right?
No, they're not.
Like gold's
no
the one everyone wants, isn't it? Yeah. That's the expensive one.
Absolutely. So I got it all, put in a nice box, had it all wrapped. Anniversary comes. I give her the gift and she's like, oh, wow. Like, this is really, really nice. Like, oh wow. It's, she goes, this is gold, isn't it? I'm like, yeah, it's what you wanted. You wanted gold. She's like, yeah, no, you've absolutely nailed it. I'm like, cool. And she goes, I don't want to give you my gift now. Like, why not? And she goes, this is real gold, right? I'm like, yeah. She's like, I don't want to give you. I have the gift, by the way, Carly. Would you like to see what she gave me?
Sure.
Just sliding in the box now. Yeah.
So you've got her a lovely gold necklace.
So the lovely gold necklace, 20 years love, you know.
Oh, what? Oh.
So I've given you a box now. It contains a t-shirt. You're unveiling the t-shirt.
A t-shirt. Oh my God, this is so lovely.
So
a t-shirt of China the Wrestler RIP.
Yeah, so I open up this gift and I go, wait, what? I don't understand. And I'm like, why is there the WWE wrestler China, rest in peace, who's a great female wrestler, but I'll be honest, I'm not the biggest fan of China. I'm like, okay, this is so random. And Jewel looks at me and goes, well, they said the 20-year anniversary gift is China. She got me a gag gift.
I think that is brilliant. I'm sorry, but that is gold. That is the real gold.
She won. She absolutely won. And spent a fraction of what I spent. I'm furious.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
Alan and Carly's breakfast sauce.
That doesn't sound appealing.
Now, we made the huge announcement that we are bringing a breakfast sauce to you guys here in WA, basically to complement our morning cheers movement.
Absolutely.
So we want to start the day with a bit of cheers. Now, that movement has taken off.
Yep.
And now we wanted to up it. We wanted to keep the momentum going.
That's so, it.
Yeah, we come up with the idea of a piece of merch.
Absolutely. And we landed on a morning sauce, breakfast sauce. We landed on something to do with the sauce. Now, we needed your help to figure out what exactly would that sauce even taste like. Here's your suggestions. Britt in Bunbury, hit us. What have you got?
Barbecue sauce and mayonnaise mixed together.
Anne-Marie in Donnybrook, what idea have you got for our breakfast sauce?
Definitely tomato, definitely onion. And because I'm from Donnybrook, I think we need to put apple in it because that cuts your sugar out because you were worried about the sugar last week.
Let's go to Kelly in Bunbury. What do you think should be in the breakfast sauce?
I would add anchovies for that salt texture, and olives.
Lisa in Albany, what do you think should be in our sauce?
Chili.
All right, so there's
some
few...
some people were getting a bit silly with it.
They were getting a bit silly, and you know what? We encourage that behaviour, real talk. But we have landed on basically what we want the sauce to kind of taste like.
Yep.
We've decided to go, because like we said, this is breakfast morning, like you'd want to have it early, you'd want it to go well with, you know, your eggs, your bacon, your toast, whatever you're putting it on.
Hash brown.
Chips.
Chippies.
So we've gone with a barbecue style sauce infused with caramelized onions.
We've bloody done it.
I think we've done it.
We
actually haven't done anything, real talk. Gods of Sauces. I've been doing a lot behind the scenes, Shay. We're going to chat with him tomorrow just to make sure this whole thing's going well. It's swimming along nicely.
Yep. He's kind of more of the hard worker, putting everything together, and we're the front of it, getting all the praise and the credit.
Well, that's exactly how. Yeah. That's why I got into radio, to be honest. Like, it's exactly why.
But can I just say,
please, we've
given the brief, and he's absolutely nailed it.
Well, we hope.
We hope.
He said it'd be no issue. We said you got a long weekend, mate. Mm. Get working.
Yeah.
He said, I was thinking of having some time off. We're like, no, mate. Got work to do.
You got to give the people the sauce.
We'll get him on the show tomorrow, but obviously do a little bit of a checkup, see how everything's going, keep him accountable. I'm sure he's absolutely nailed it, but, right?
I think he would have, surely.
I heard that he was going to send a sample through, so I'm keeping my eye on that.
Well, I think it should be here tomorrow.
Better be. Hungry. Godsofsources.com.au if you'd like to check out any of the sources that are available. They've got a ton of great ones. And hopefully sooner rather than later, our sauce. Barbecue flavoured sauce, caramelised onion.
Oh, it already, even the title sounds good. Hopefully the sauce is as good as the title.
I believe in us. And Shay's going to help with that as well.
Look, between you and I,
yep.
No faith in us. Oh, every bit of faith in Shay.
All right. Yeah, that's fair.
Alan and Carly. The podcast.
We're asking on 131060, what did you leave on the top of your car? And more importantly, did it make it? For my mate's laptop and brand new iPad? Sadly, did not.
Oh, R.I.P.
I did have a little flashback to my mum when she was, this will give you a timestamp. She had the big Nokia, you know, the big
the
Nokia.
The brick phones.
The brick phone.
Oh, and that would have survived the drive. That would have created a speed bump.
Well, she put it on the bumper of a Mitsubishi Magna and she put it there. And she drove home and went, oh, no, my phone. And I'm like, first of all, how do you not notice that's missing? Like, oh, I don't.
But this was before everyone was glued to their phones.
For sure. She wasn't playing Snake that day. But it stayed on the bumper the whole way home.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez, they were good phones, weren't they?
They really
don't
were.
Don't make them like they used
to. Nah, I couldn't agree more, mate. Well, let's open up 131060. We've got Christy on the line from Kalgoorlie. Hi. Talk us through it. Oh, hello.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
Yeah, doing well. What did you leave on the top of your car?
A couple of things. So many years ago, I was going to work and I put my laptop on the back of the car and it made it the 40-kilometre journey to work.
Really?
I don't know how it did. And then another time I went prospecting and I was driving around and I left my phone on the bonnet.
Oh.
And that managed to stay, but only because I had one of those cases that was magnetic.
Oh, that's so cool.
Literally, it was a magnet to the car.
That's good.
Brilliant.
Yeah, and then another time the phone's fallen off the back of the car and been smashed up. Well,
third time's the charm, as they say. But, wow, that's a hell of an effort. Magnetic phone case. Writing that down for myself. Let's go to Di in Dunsborough. Talk us through it. What did you leave on top of your car?
We were travelling in America. Uh-huh. And we're out the back block in the country, and my husband left the wallet on the roof of the car from a garage.
No.
And we travelled miles and we went to use it, he'd lost it, we went back, retraced the steps, and someone had picked it up outside a casino.
They didn't think of taking it inside, betting it all on red?
No, they took it home, then the police tracked them down and they gave it back to us.
Oh, you got it back. That's incredible.
Oh my God. See, I think if you leave something on the roof, don't worry about it. Chances are it'll make it. You'll find it. That's my takeaway.
I don't think that's the takeaway.
Yeah, I'm going to start putting more stuff on my roof. Extra storage up there.
That's not the takeaway.
You don't think so?
I really don't think so.
Listen to all the success stories.
This story started with mate having a smashed laptop and iPad.
Oh, except for him. He sounds like he was doing it wrong, though.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
Hit breakfast with Alan and Carly, and we have a very special guest in the studio. If you've been watching American Idol, you would have heard this.
I'm not ready to find out you know how to forget me. I'd rather hear how much you regret me. And pray to God that you never met me.
Which was then followed by this.
I mean, he came all the way from Perth. Stand
yeah, come
up.
Come on. Yeah. No, seriously.
Thank you.
Thank Jordan, you. I am really intrigued. I think you've got a great voice. You've got tons of range. You've got the goods.
Yeah, Jordan, that's some natural talent in there, babes. Luke?
Yes.
Katie?
Yes.
Well, I think Jordan should be a yes. And more important,
you're going to Hollywood.
Sure bloody is. WA Zone Jordan Anthony joins us now in the studio. Hello.
What is going on, everybody? It is a pleasure.
An absolute pleasure to have you in. How many times have you heard that back since it aired just a couple of days ago?
Too many times. Well, the one thing that gets me every time is Lionel Richie calling me babes.
And I know. Me too.
I didn't hear that. I actually didn't hear that on the day. So when I watched it back, I was like, okay, sure.
So does that mean Lionel Richie thinks you're a babe?
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be a good thing, right?
I don't think it's a bad thing, if I'm being honest with you. Now, talk us through how a barista out of Perth gets on American Idol. How did this happen?
Isn't it, like, you're an Australian. It's called American Idol. What happened?
It is nuts. They actually found me on TikTok singing a Teddy Swim song, and they reached out and they were like, you know, we like your voice. Have you heard of American Idol? I was like, absolutely. And they asked me if I'd be interested in auditioning, and I was like, 100%. Do you realize that I'm literally from the opposite end of the earth? And they're like, yeah, but, you know, let's make it happen. Let's do it.
Wow.
So I think it's cool, you know, that they were open to having me. And I guess even though I am Australian, like, music's music, and I've got the passion, I've got the drive to kind of want to pursue it.
Since you've been on TikTok, obviously everyone all over the world can see your music, which has obviously paid off. Have you had any famous people slide into the DMs?
Oh,
we don't count.
Yeah, I was going to say, you guys were on the top of my mind. But not like slide into the DMs. I've reached out, like, Lewis Capaldi actually messaged me after my audition went off. I sent it to him. And he was like, smashed it, brother, with a red heart as well. So I was throwing it. Yeah, that was pretty insane. I had some interactions with, like, Teddy Swims, as I said. They found me on one of his covers. And they're, like, two of the guys that I just look up to so much in this industry. And, like, my favorite artists ever. So, yeah, to have that praise from them as well was really special, you know.
So where are we at now? Because the episode just aired in the US and it's gone bonkers. Obviously, you got the golden ticket. You're headed to Hollywood, baby. So now, are you about to go back to the States and then go through the whole grueling process?
Yeah, so I literally leave tomorrow. I'm going to Hollywood tomorrow.
So cool.
So yeah, the ticket gets me to Hollywood, and it's basically going to be like a singing boot camp for like a week. It literally goes from 150 people, so there's 150 people roughly that also got a golden ticket, and it's going to get culled down to like 50-something, I heard.
Wow.
So yeah, it's going to be brutal.
Now, I don't know if much thought has gone into this, but it would be absolutely amazing to see an Australian take this out, just like when we won the America's Cup.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if that would go down well at all.
I think it would go great.
I feel like Americans are very patriotic.
Have you thought about that, like, how that would work? Because part of it is a record deal, right? So you would essentially have to uproot your whole life. Like, would they give you a visa? Like, how would that work?
Oh, that would be mental. But I mean, ultimately, like, that's where I want to be. And I feel like also with a lot of Australian artists, they almost have to break into another place to then break back into Australia.
Absolutely.
So I feel like that this is kind of my opportunity to be able to do that. So as I said, like, if living over there and, you know, staying over there for a long period of time, it's what I need to do. It's what I got to do. You know, as I said, like, music is it. This is it for me. I've never wanted to do anything else in my life. So yeah, I'm kind of willing to do whatever it takes, really.
Quick pitch, song to do, maybe do the American National Anthem on, like, early days. They'll
get
love
in
the
with
hell
the Americans. They'd appreciate that.
Win them over.
Yeah, absolutely. Star Spangled Banner.
Absolutely. And then they're like, yeah, he's got it. Yeah. I like him. He's very patriotic.
Yeah. Oh, he is one of us.
Yeah, one of us.
And then you
say
g'day at the end of it.
Yeah. Well, good luck, man. And give it absolute hell. I think you got the whole country behind you. And of course, including WA, where you're from. So good luck.
Appreciate you guys.
And Star Spangled Banner, baby. I'm just saying.
I should do that. That's the next one.
All right, done.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
Those of you who walk around with a water bottle, some people in the office has one of those Frank Green ones.
I don't.
My elbow cries for the people that carry around those giant water bottles.
It's enough to rehydrate the whole office if you tip it upside down and get some of those styrofoam cups.
Absolutely. It's like they're hosting like the footy, and then half time you run down, she doesn't have sliced oranges on it,
honestly,
to be honest.
It's ridiculous. And also, how much water can a person, like, you know, drink your water, stay hydrated, but isn't there such thing as flooding your system? Like,
surely. That's
also,
if you drink it.
I've got TB. Tiny bladder.
Okay,
so
I was like tuberculosis.
Oh, no. No.
Tiny bladder.
No. Tiny bladder.
Yeah.
So I could never with those Frank Green. I'm at capacity now.
Absolutely. But anyway, the reason why I bring it up is there's this story going around revealing the dangers of not washing your water bottle. Now, I think a lot of people would probably be guilty of this at one time or another. For just leaving water in there a couple of days, they'll probably tip it out once they're done, but don't give it a thorough clean. And turns out there's a lot of risk to that, Carly.
Oh, yeah. You can get some really, like, you can get staph infections, all sorts of stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. really, really scary stuff. So basically, obviously, it comes in there, it gets all moldy because obviously you've got the moisture. Yep. And then this is one thing, I'm just going to say it.
Here we go.
I saw it with my friend. What she would do is she would go to the gym and she would always leave her water bottle in the car.
Oh, yeah, I do that.
Think about it, right? It's like a little hot box in your car.
That's true.
That is a breeding ground for bacteria. I was like, no, 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 Abby. You got to take it out of the car and put it somewhere with there's a bit more airflow.
But there's nothing better than chewing your water, is what I always say. You once had a situation in this very studio.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You were so proud because you'd finally been drinking water during the day. Yes. Like, guys, I'm doing it.
And this is why I'm so passionate about it, guys. I'm, like, on the ball now. So one day I was like, you know what? When was the last time I cleaned my water bottle?
It tastes a bit funny, Alan.
Off came the lid, riddled with mold. Off came the lid, guys, you need to check everything. If there's like a little removable surface, you need to be removing it. You need to be deconstructing that thing like a dish.
Yep.
It is crazy. But they've actually given us some tips about how to wash your drink bottle so you don't get all these nasty mold-ridden diseases.
I'll bang through them. So fill your bottle with hot water and a tablespoon of baking soda and leave it for an hour or overnight. So that will kind of, you know, take away some of that smell, the buildup, all that sort of stuff. After soaking, use a bottle brush or a sponge to scrub the inside of the bottle, taking care to reach those hard-to-reach areas. Yeah, 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 that makes sense. Use a toothbrush to scrub the mouthpiece and any other small bottle part. Who's doing that?
I would. I haven't, but now I'm looking at it going, okay, yeah, that would work.
Then rinse thoroughly. Then allow the bottle to completely dry before using it again. Who's doing that?
You've got to do it. You've got to do it. I saw a brilliant one on TikTok the other day, and I actually thought that's kind of good. It's a little bit wasteful, but...
Here we go.
Here we go.
Just throw it in the bin.
Get a new one.
New one every time, baby.
No, no. This one's really good. So what you do is you get like half a little... Like you get a pea-size amount of rice.
Okay.
Put it in your drink bottle.
Yeah.
With hot water.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. Swirl it all around because that way it's
I didn't realize you're holding a bottle. I'm like, how's she doing that sound effect?
So really good. And then you swish it all about and it gets like rid of the little, because it like, you know, scratchy surfaces, gets it all in there.
Yeah. And then you're left with delicious rice after.
Well, no, it's not enough to cook it, but again, a little bit wasteful, but you know.
Tiny bit of rice is fine.
Yeah. And if you accidentally drop your phone in there, then you can put it in the rice
too.
It's an
absolute banger of an idea. All right, well, there's some ideas for
you. Anyway,
ya.
Clean your bottles, people. Just clean them.
Show me your bottle now. I want to look at
It's so clean. I did the full clean this morning. What is that residue, though?
Yeah, what is that residue now?
I don't know. I think that's just the water at work.
I don't reckon, man. It shouldn't be that green. That's weird. All right.
Alan and Carly, the podcast. Alan versus
AI. Now, the way this works is I take on AI every week because someone has to, and I'm happy to be the fighter for our humanity.
Yeah.
I do it in a number of challenges. Some weeks they win, some weeks I win. Carly, you're the decider, but...
I am. It's a lot of pressure because I always want to side with the computer because I feel like they're smarter than me.
Yeah, but you should side with me because I'm trying to beat the computer.
Well, I don't know. All I know is I can't use my laptop this morning because I'm having Wi-Fi issues, so I'm already annoyed at AI.
Well, let's say hello to AI. Hello.
Hi, Alan the loser and Carly the tolerant. I hope you had a great long weekend. Carly, you sound well rested. Alan, you look like an Easter bunny poop.
Okay, that's not even clever. Wow.
What's the consistency of that?
I don't know.
Might AI that later.
Or Google it.
Oh, yeah.
Still Google things. So today's challenge is a simple one. Obviously, April Fool's yesterday. A lot of pranks were going around. I don't think I fell for too many. Sherbo got me at one point, but anyway, we can talk about that another time.
I fell for one, Alan.
What'd you fall for?
The P&O Pet Cruise.
Ah, not real. Yeah.
Threaten me with a good time, then rip it away. See, the only way you're going to get me on a cruise ship is with Gabby and Gus.
Royal Caribbean had a similar kind of like prank where they did a slide from the top of the ship right down to the ocean. I was like, that's pretty cool.
Oh my God, that's terrifying.
But I was like, that would never work. People would die. But I still want it. Anyway, so today we're going to each come up with a prank, an April Fool's prank, that this show could have pulled off.
Okay.
Right? So we'll let AI go first. AI, over to you.
You can announce a completely absurd breaking news story, such as, scientists have discovered that listening to the radio increases intelligence by 50%. Throughout the show, incorporate fake interviews with experts, discussing the benefits of radio listening, and even share fictional testimonials from listeners claiming newfound genius. To add to the prank, encourage listeners to call in and share their own experiences of suddenly becoming geniuses after tuning in to the show. At the end of the broadcast, you would reveal the prank and have a good laugh with audience.
Okay.
Now, the problem is our listeners might be smarter than us.
No, our listeners are
definitely... But then would that prove our theory?
No, but listeners are, we know our listeners are smarter than us.
So would they be too smart to fall for it?
I don't know.
Thus proving that it's correct.
Okay. So that's their prank. My prank idea was that you and I would come on April 1st and announce that we're actually getting moved to Triple M because we've gotten too old for hit.
Too real. Too real.
So with that in mind, they're the two pranks. You got the okay. AI boring prank or my awesome prank that we've gotten too old for this station.
Mm. Now, I didn't mind the genius one.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they're actually both very plausible.
Oh, that's the beauty of a prank.
Mm. I'm going to side with AI on this one, just because there was a bit more depth to it.
I promised myself that I would be humble this week. Alan, we are now tied 5-5. Alan, next week I'm going to break your heart like Michelle did in high school. See you, loser.
Why are you bringing up Michelle?
Oh, what happened with Michelle?
I don't want to talk about that.
I like how AI kind of digs all this stuff
up. I really don't like how it does that, if I'm being honest.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast. This is it.